You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Congratulations to your Generals and the Raiders, right? We're moving on in high school basketball playoff time. Is that correct?
That's what I hear. That's awesome.
Are you? Do you go to the games?
I've been a few times. I don't go regularly.
That sounds like a no, but couched in maybe, yeah, I've been like 10 years ago.
No, it's not that bad. I would say I'm a 10% in person. No, that's too much. 4%.
You're a 4% in person. Yeah. But they're going they're now in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'll try to get to that.
That didn't sound convincing.
I don't
either.
Him.
Did you believe
no,
him?
No, I don't believe him at all.
I love my Generals.
He's going to drive by the school
and count it. Yeah.
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
Hey. I'll hold my yearbook.
There you go.
Do they still do yearbooks?
Yeah, they do.
Like
do
a hardcover, like actual hard copy?
Yeah, but they come like way late in the summer is what I hear.
Okay.
Which defeats the point. Because if you're not going to have people sign it, then why don't you just give me a digital version and call it a day?
Yeah. I'm surprised they still do them because it is such a digital age.
It is, Amber. Hey. You didn't sound old at all when you said that.
I told you I groan when I sit down and stand up. Now I'm old.
Yeah, I'd feel sorry for you, but I don't. I'm older than you are. Well, we're back here, and Amber comes in once a month to talk about the Children's Museum and give us an update. The big anniversary party seems like it's on track, right?
Yes, it is on track, going
so
well.
You need to put this on your calendar, May 2nd.
May 2nd,
it's
yes.
Like Children's Museum for grown-ups.
Yeah, it's a big kid play date. Uh-huh. You know, you get to come and see the museum. So many people have not been to the museum in years because their kids are grown or they don't have grandkids.
No reason for them to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I hear people all the time say, oh, I got to get out there. I got to check out Heroes Hall, or I haven't been, you know, since my kids were little. So this is your opportunity.
There's a fire engine?
There's
a helicopter?
I just had this conversation with somebody from out of town that's from here, has kids. And I said, have you been since we had the fire truck? And their kids are looking at me like, what? And I said, have you been since we had the helicopter? And their eyes are bugging out of their heads. And yeah, so many people haven't been out, you know, even in the last couple of years. So it's a great opportunity to see all of the changes.
And just to come have fun. You don't have to do it for any other reason.
No.
Now, are tickets available?
Tickets will be available next week.
Okay, starting next week.
Yep, we're getting ready to send out the actual invitations, make tickets available next week.
And what's the cost?
Tickets are $30 because it's our 30th anniversary.
What a wonderful, that's a great number. And so what will happen that night? Give me some of the, without spoiling all the surprise for everybody, but what's the night look like?
So May 2nd, which would have normally been Duck Derby weekend, we've kind of decided to celebrate our 30th on that weekend instead. May 2nd at 6:30 p.m. we're opening up the museum. We'll have food, we'll have music, we're going to do some things in our different exhibits to get people engaged in the museum. We've got, you know, supermarket sweep type games in the supermarket.
Yeah, you gotta explain this to me because I don't watch any of these game shows.
Okay, so I don't watch supermarket sweep either. But
I know supermarket sweep.
Okay.
You want me to help you?
Yeah, explain supermarket sweep.
You get a
sweep.
Cart and you have to go around and collect the stuff. On the show, you would pick all the – your cart needed to add up to the most amount. So you'd grab the meat and the caviar.
The expensive stuff, yes.
Ah, yeah. Okay. But, you know, so obviously everything in our supermarket's little. We found even smaller things, so it's even more challenging. And then we're going to have a leaderboard because everybody likes competition. So throughout the night, you can kind of, you know, come back and try to beat, you know, whoever's beaten you throughout the evening. We're going to have some different fun things, a duck launch to kind of throw it back to Duck Derby, and some opportunities to put somebody on the most wanted list over in Heroes Hall. You know, just some fun things to get people engaged in the museum and get them moving through the different exhibits.
And so there will be cocktails and food and all that, right?
Absolutely. We've got Notorious P.I.G. doing street tacos.
Oh.
We got Richland doing some mac
and cheese.
You
had me at Notorious P.I.G., but then when you said street tacos, I'm doubling down.
I would come just for the tacos.
Yes.
If there was nothing else going on, I would just be there for that. So street tacos, mac and cheese, coleslaw, Giggles is doing cookies for us. So just a lot of opportunities to have great food, great drinks, and just a good time in the museum. As soon as you get adults in the museum, we don't even have to do anything. They just start playing. You know, people just automatically kind of revert back to their childhood. So it's going to be a really fun opportunity to see people, you know, kind of relive the glory days there.
All right. Well, this is going to be, I think, a lot of fun because people like this at the zoo and the Children's Museum, you get grown up night. You got you know, some cocktails and get to play. I just like shooting those foam darts.
Right. It's harder than you think it is.
I know it is.
Yeah, it takes, you know, you got to know just exactly where to place those and the angle. So, yeah, it's a game of skill.
Your official imagination destination. You can go to their website at cmofil.org. Tickets available next week. $30 a pop, and you can come on out and have a great time. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you haven't, I like the Heroes Hall. Everybody wants to take pictures like on the perp walk thing, yeah. the wall.
The mugshot area, yeah. It's funny because that whole space is designed to let you be in the role of a booking officer because, you know, we designed the space to have different experience of what police officers do and different avenues of law enforcement. But that's the first place everybody goes. They're like, take my picture. And we've got the cool little things. You know, my sister did it. Mm-hmm. My dog ate my alibi. We're going to have some adult ones for the adult night. So it'll be a good time.
All right. Well, the May 2nd normally would be the day of the Duck Derby.
Right.
This is going to replace that and be an adult night with a throwback, kind of a nod to the Duck Derby and its great history.
Absolutely.
But a great way to do it. Now, there's still sponsorship availabilities for
this? Absolutely, yes.
So businesses or companies want to get involved?
Businesses, companies, individuals, you can sponsor at one of three different levels. We have a $500, $1,000, or $2,500 level. And it's plenty of opportunities to still, you know, come on board and partner with us and show your support for our 30th year.
So I'm assuming that with that comes some tickets and stuff like that.
Yes. Each of those packages, you get some tickets included. You get your, you know, your logo or your business name or your family name on the website, printed materials, whatever the case may be, depending on the level that you're at. But you get recognition that you're, you know, helping us celebrate and supporting the museum. And we've got, you know, Jurger Pediatric is our main sponsor at this point.
Aren't they great?
They're amazing.
I love Brett and Tracy.
And we're sponsored or we're powered by them this month. We've started the Powered
By. Saw that on the website? Yeah.
So every month we're powered by a different local business, and that has gone really well. And Jurger Pediatric is powering us this month. And so it's just wonderful. They've come on board. You guys have come on board, Neuhoff Media and Busey Bank, Hickory Point Bank, the Getter family. So just lots of opportunities to join with us and help us celebrate and just celebrate the fact that it's a big deal to be around for 30 years and to see. I mean, we used to be in the basement of Rock Springs and
30 years ago. I mean, if you look at like sort of what it is today and then, you know, what's on in the pipeline to become.
Yeah,
man, that's a long way.
Yeah. And it's a cool opportunity to say, man, look at what, you know, Jackie Getter had this idea and JWA and all these other people that said, oh, we should have a children's museum. And look where we are today. And people come to see us from other communities. So that's definitely something to celebrate as a community.
No doubt about it. Amber, cmofil.org. If you want to get your tickets, we appreciate it. And we'll see you. I guess we got a meeting coming up something. I guess
we do.
Damn calendar invites.
It's all right. I'll text you and remind you.
All right. Amber, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Get out and support the Children's Museum. It's great stuff.